Welcome to Milk Drunk,
a spirited conversation about dirty diapers, sleepless nights, and libation. I am Mrs. Guess, joined by Baby Guess.
Baby Guess!
What?
Welcome, Baby Guess.
That's his contribution to the conversation so far. Yeah.
He's on a silent retreat.
So first point on the board.
So graduate already.
I love it.
Church drunk. Spirit conversation
drunk
about faith, reason, and libations. But this week it's going to be milk drunk. This is our bonus episode.
Right. And we don't even need to give you any heads up because there's a baby here. We would never fucking swear in front of a baby.
Right. Yeah. No.
That would be fucking ridiculous.
Also, no blasphemy unless we do.
Yeah. If you have your baby with you, you may want to put on headphones because, as Diz has already shown us,
yep,
we tend to swear.
Missed you guys.
We may end up saying some naughty things about Jesus sometimes.
But yeah. Not the baby Jesus.
Not, oh no,
we
not baby
line.
Jesus.
We have standards.
Yeah, baby Jesus is adorable.
Anyway.
So we are Catholic. You don't have to be. We're glad you're here. It's been a while since our last episode. This is kind of our bonus episode to finish last season / introductory episode for the coming season.
Remind you that we're still here and coming back.
Yeah, we are joined by our very special guest, Mrs. Guess and Baby Guess. And we're talking milk drunk today, parenthood and whatnot. And before we get to that, Mrs. Guess, what are you drinking?
Liquid lactation cookies.
Ew, wow. Okay.
No,
you have
just
to just throw the L word out there right off
some,
the bat.
Hey, it is milk drunk. Some classy vino of the red type.
Yeah, yeah. Diz, what are you drinking?
I am sipping a riff on a tequila sunrise, I believe.
Yeah.
We have tequila, some fresh orange juice,
yep,
cassis liqueur, lime, and fizzy water because I just can't get enough.
There he
bless
is.
You.
There's Baby Guess.
Yeah.
Just sneezing onto my arm. Thanks
for
that.
You're a real person.
Yeah. And I have a little bit of blonde rum and drinking vinegars that are like, I think, pomegranate flavored because sometimes you're holding a baby and you only have one hand to make a drink. So it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
So,
milk drunk.
Yeah,
cheers,
we're glad
everybody
to be here. Yeah, cheers. Yeah. Firstly, we wanted to catch up with the Guess family because it kind of explains some of our not unplanned absence, but what half of us have been up to.
It's been a busy few months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm,
indeed.
Yeah. So, we kind of talked Mrs. Guess into joining us. And obviously, she's got her hands full with little guy. Answering a few questions about what it is to be a parent, how that changes your perspective on things, and maybe if we get real philosophical, how do you see God differently
through
the eyes of mother?
You realize I don't sleep for nights, right?
Yeah, I know. I really want to ask you some super deep questions and see what you come
thoughts
up with.
Got milk drunk and sleep drunk.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. So, well, let's just start off then. We'll go to Mrs. Guess,
yeah,
the mother.
Star of the show.
Holy Mary's embodiment,
yeah,
in our recording studio,
yeah,
here. Anything you want to offer about being a mother?
Oh, my goodness. Like parenting advice?
Well, if you have advice at
like
this point in your mothering career, you should lay it on our audience.
Not sure I'm qualified at this point. I think probably one of the more eye-opening and or helpful realizations was just how truly out of control things need to be in order to deal with babies. They just mean you gotta roll with it. You don't get to control it all.
Would you say you have to let go and let God?
Please never say that.
I'm not,
I just scared the baby. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure that I would say it like that,
no,
but I understand the sentiment.
Would you say that you have to let Jesus take the wheel?
Wow.
Okay, I would like to offer two parenting advices for everyone out there. Number one, never let go of the baby and think God will catch it.
That's
do
true.
Do not let go and let God
that's
with the baby.
Point.
Also,
yeah,
whilst driving the baby, do not let Jesus take the wheel.
Okay,
he's never been a parent.
Fair
is that
enough,
like a fundy thing?
It's a song. It's a country song.
It is. Oh, yeah. No, that's Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. There she is. There's our pop culture.
I'm not completely out of the loop yet,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah. So, given that we now have a new human that, like, lives with us,
yeah,
all the time.
All the time.
What would you say? Oh, there he is. There's
that
little
opinion,
human, little pterodactyl. What would you say is, like, the biggest change that comes with being, like, going from, like, a duo to a trio, like, since we have now added an extra.
He has a disproportionate amount of stuff that is required to exist. I feel like two people could leave the house with, like, you know, a moderate amount of things, and he adds like an exponential, that he adds to that exponentially. And I think we're just always moving. Like, before you could sit down and, like, relax and just, like, watch a movie kind of when you wanted. And now it's like, you can start that movie. You'll never finish it. But, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, that's so cynical. All of that sounded awful.
I was just going to say, and the, like, joy of being a parent.
No, that sounds like I'm just complaining the whole time.
Just the overflowing love in your life.
It's actually, like, there is always, I know this, it's not like you were dead before, but, like, there's always life in the house. Like, it is. It is a
such gold.
I know, right? Like, insight into the guest and Mrs. Guest. I just feel like there is this, like, liveliness in the house that, like, now is, I guess, embodied in little guests. And yeah, there's just not that many dull moments ever. Yeah. In a good way. In a really, like, happy.
He's got personality, that's for sure.
He does.
Do we think he's got, like, Gospel of Thomas style Jesus personality? Like, is baby Guess a bit of a point at you and you drop dead kind of kid? Or do we feel that he's more of a peaceful nature?
I would say this actually child has been one of the great joys of learning about, like, a new tiny little human is watch, because I mean, I'm the youngest of three, so I did not have, like, any babies in my life really growing up. I don't have a lot of younger cousins or anything like that that I spent a lot of time around. And so for me, like, watching him go from, like, a fairly expressionless, like, you know, he was a tiny human, but he didn't, you know, have a whole lot of personality for a while. And then, like, watching him, like, drop some stink eye from time to time all of a sudden and be like, oh, you actually have likes and dislikes now, you know?
Yeah.
And then, and that makes the, like, the big smiles feel that much more genuine, you know? I would say probably for about 2 months, the only time that he smiled was when he pooped, you know? Like, so watching him actually have facial expressions, likes and dislikes, has been fun.
Yeah,
but then,
I think he definitely has a lot more, like, things that you sort of recognize as, like, little person things now, as opposed to just, like, baby, like, he's alive, we know that, but now he's just, like, more expressive of that liveliness and that kind of, clearly, he has things to
all
say
about it.
Yeah, how do you
feel?
Well,
and actually, you got one of the Gospel of Thomas moments last night, Diz, when you dropped a little rawr on him, which normally he likes, and all of a sudden he just burst into tears and was like, I would damn you to hell if I could.
You know, children are fickle creatures.
Yeah.
It's also, you know, baby Guess is still a pagan baby. He has not been sprinkled.
So,
you know, I'm just chalking it up to a little original sin that he wasn't thrilled with anti-dis every moment.
Gotta exercise some of those demons.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, well, to sum up your, like, new parenting experience, I have a little multiple choice question for you.
Lovely.
Okay. Just to bring it back to church drunk, because as great as milk drunk is, we're still church drunk.
Church drunk.
Yeah.
All right, so which religious experience best describes your new parent experience with baby guest here? A, it's multiple choice. A, the stigmata. It can be a stigmata of blood or poop, whatever.
Oh, God.
I know which
B,
one you prefer.
Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Full disclosure, there is a cracker baby here. C, an ecstatic vision.
Ooh.
Where you are caught up in an ecstasy, much as baby Guest has experienced whilst pooping in his first days.
Yeah.
Or D, the 40 days or years in the desert.
Oh my. Oh my.
So let's revisit. We have A, the stigmata. B, adoration. C, an ecstatic vision. Or D, 40 days in a desert.
Yeah.
I would say, like, those first couple weeks, I might have said D.
40 days in the desert?
Yeah.
40 years.
Year,
in the desert.
Whatever.
Yeah.
40,
I mean, it's
40
a
in the desert.
Time, right?
A long,
yeah.
time
a long time
in somewhere very difficult.
Yeah.
I would say it's not like that anymore. And it has transitioned to not stigmata. Okay. It's not quite that painful.
All right, so you're leaving the desert. The promised land is in sight. Gosh, she's already a hopeful mother.
Yeah. And I would totally put, like, stigmata is the first one that kind of resonated. Well, first of all, the poop stigmata thing, like, that kind of makes sense. You know, you end up with it in places that
because
you wouldn't
necessarily
expect. Because
of its intensity or because of...
Because stigmata is both a good thing and a bad thing, right? Like, if you get it, it means that, like, you have connected with something really, really important. But at the same time, it's not always going to be easy. Like, that kind of speaks to our experience so far, you know, the way I think about it, like, this is awesome. And then also you're like, wait, though, but it's not that awesome sometimes. But then you're like, but it's awesome. I got holes in my
hands.
I'm
so connected with you. Look at it. All right. Well, that's pretty good. All right. Wonder, endurance, suffering, awesomeness. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're super glad that we have baby Gus around.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's awesome.
He's a good one. What advice would you have for a brand new fresh parent out there?
Oh my gosh. Probably just be ready to...
Be ready to be interrupted constantly.
Yeah. No,
by adorableness.
I think baby Gus has more insight into this. I think, yeah, just... be ready to kind of, like, let go of expectations. Like, not necessarily standards, but just, you know, be prepared that things are not necessarily going to go how you thought, envisioned. And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
That can be a really, really uplifting thing. It can be a really exciting thing. It can be a really challenging thing. But also really rewarding.
Yeah.
Also, he's adorable. But I'm biased.
No, I would honestly say, like, I would tell people it's way cuter than I anticipated. Like, I mean, some people think babies are cute, and, like, they're not wrong. But, like, I was never like oh, look at the cute baby. I'm like, it's a tiny human, whatever. My baby's super cute, though. Yeah, I don't know if everybody knows that, but, like, it's cuter when it's yours.
I mean, like, yeah, I was just gonna say, like, your own baby is always the cutest.
Yeah. No, but, like, our baby is actually the cutest, though. Like, I don't...
Okay.
People should probably...
I think
probably,
we have fully delved
should
into...
Should probably understand that about our baby.
Evidence that we have real first parents here.
Well, and I was always like, you know, like, I always joked with people that were parents, like, wow, you make it sound so horrible. Because there's all, like, the poop jokes and the sleepless nights and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know...
Like, but parenting has become kind of like this competition,
right?
I've noticed.
People want it to sound really miserable. Like, how many sleepless nights did you have? You know, oh, my baby didn't sleep until they were 8 months old and all this kind of stuff. And
or it's 3 years old.
Right. And sure, like, there are difficult times, but, like, it's definitely more rewarding than not, you know? Like, there's times where you go through it and you go, oof, this is going to be a rough stretch, you know, or I can anticipate a challenge that's coming right now. But I think that's kind of, you know, that's life in general. Something is going to come up and it's going to be difficult. And hopefully you can look back on it and say that it was worth it. But what I'm finding with this is that, like, we can say it in the moment. Like, this is worth it. Like, he'll go from a total terror to, like, being something really cute and wonderful, like, very quickly.
Wow.
He is awesome.
Yeah. So we wanted to bring something bright and hopeful and catching everybody up on church drunk family status, because pretty soon there will be no cute babies on church drunk. Yeah. We'll just be talking about horrible violations and things that make us pretty mad.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some darkness on the horizon. Actually, there's some darkness in the rearview mirror that we just sort of ignored.
Yeah, so, you know, we've mentioned this a few times, like, hey, we're going to talk about all the horrible things in the current events. Churchy, especially, that we're not talking about in the summer episodes.
Yeah.
We took a little diversion. We hoped you liked our literary pursuits.
Right.
But we think as we head into the darkness of Advent... we're past due to discuss it. So coming up on Church Drunk this next season, we're going to not be afraid and delve into some of the big issues that we're seeing in the church.
I think we're going to be talking about, you know, like, there's been a lot that's come out in the last few months about, you know, the more revelations about the history of abuse in the church, you know, and, and the people who were able to perpetuate that sort of shadowy sort of atmosphere that surrounded the church. And so we'll be trying to dig through some of that.
Yeah, musing on how we deal with it as people of faith and, you know, not even offering advice, but just our perspectives.
Yeah.
And then finally looking ahead to the hopefulness of Advent.
Yeah.
I do love some Advent.
Yeah, I think that is going to be our challenge is that, you know, like over the last... several months, because this will basically it goes all the way back to Easter. Like, we went, like, Lent and Easter were kind of our final few episodes, and then we hit the summertime where we talked about our summer reading list. So it goes way back over the last many, many months of social events, you know, not even just church events, but social, cultural events, and that have kind of taken a dark turn at times, and, you know, church events that have taken a dark turn at times, but Advent is that summer of hopeful anticipation. So yeah. As we take a look ahead at the Thanksgiving episode that we'll do that leads us into yep. Advent, then we got to figure out how do we balance those two, the darkness and the light.
Yeah, so we'd love to hear from you if you have a thought about any of those challenging things or hopeful things or grateful things to talk about in our next little season. You can email us at churchdrunk@gmail.com.
Tweet us at churchdrunkpod.
Or check out the blog on churchdrunk.com.
Churchdrunk.com. And so we'll be coming at you within the next like week to 10 days. We'll be hitting up an episode that starts with a little bit of a gratitude, but also kind of from the perspective of Ignatian Examine. So gratitude yep. mixed with what are the things that we could be doing better.
a slow roll into yes. the darkness.
and then we'll get into our Advent. Yeah. So we look forward to posting all that and sending it out very soon and getting into that Advent season and doing some celebration and some examination and all those good things. And a huge thank you to Mrs. Guest yes. for finding some time to step away
and join us. Baby Guest.
And Baby Guest.
Say bye, Baby Guest.
For his many contributions to the conversation.
He's yeah. got a lot to say.
Yeah. He does. And we'll see you next time on Church Drunk, Not Milk Drunk.
Here, here.
Cheers. Cheers.